Okay, this reading is taken from Luke chapter 1. So God sent angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end."
So Jim Shiplin was his name. There he was, and a tree fell on him, and who would come to rescue him than Prince William? You know, Prince William, he's going to be the king one day, and for the last few years, to keep himself busy, as well as just meeting lots of famous people and meeting lots of normal people, maybe he's come to your school, he worked for the RAF Search and Rescue, and he spent some time working out in Anglesey, then he spent some time working in Cambridge, helping people and rescuing them. Now imagine you're on a boat, and like my boat here, and you're out to sea, and you're sitting in the boat, and you're kind of going for a little paddle in the boat, and you're rowing, but you go out to sea, and it suddenly the wind picks up, and the wind picks up really, really loud, and maybe it's been very windy, so can you blow towards me? I'm now going to get very ill over Christmas Day, but the wind's blowing, it's getting really, really stormy, and then the rain is coming in, it's throwing down, the rain is horrible, it's shaking down, I'm soaking with water, and you're out to sea, and you're lost, and you're stranded, and then suddenly, who comes to rescue you? But Prince William, can you imagine it? Do you know what? What we've seen in our Christmas countdown is that Jesus, when he came, he was described as someone who would save his people from their sins. He would rescue his people. That means a bit like a boat. We have kind of washed away from God. God made us to know us, to love us, but yet we've decided to kind of clip ourselves out and sail out to sea, and we ignore God, and we need rescuing. And it's one thing to be caught in a storm. I don't know if any of you have been to the beach, maybe down at the Gower or into Pembrokeshire, and the little waves start picking up and you get pulled away. It's a scary thing. But we need to be rescued because we don't have a relationship with God anymore. We can't be friends with God. Yet, amazingly, we've seen that not only does God come to rescue us, but he is God's king. He's the one who's been promised for hundreds of years to rule over us. But not like a harsh king, like King Henry VIII, off with her head. But someone who's a kind king, who would come. And do you know what? The way this king rescues us, it's as if he's in the boat. He's in a boat nearby our boat. And he says, "Look, you have my boat and your boat will be safe." But do you know what? Jesus, he was born as a baby, but he grew up. And eventually, it was as if his boat was sunk. He died on the cross. He gave his life. He gave his space so that we could be rescued. He's a king who loves us. But he's not just a rescuer. He's not just a king who loves us. He's not even like, you know, Pezo, they're great. That's like a little animal. Or the Chase, who's a wonderful rescuer, is a dog. No, he's more like Fireman Sam, but he's a human. He's more than even those. He's more than even Prince William, a king. He is God on earth, which means he will rescue us always. Whether you're at the time of Jesus, whether you're today, if you call out to Jesus as if you're in a boat and you say, "I don't know you, Jesus. I don't know where you are. I've been washed away from you. I've done things which I should not have done. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Will you rescue me?" Do you know what? Jesus will look us in the eye and he'll say, "Yeah, I'll rescue you because I am God on earth. I've come to save you." And that's the great message of Christmas, why we keep putting on these carol services, because we love children and mums and dads and grannies and grandpas and carers to know Jesus, the rescuer, the king, God's son, who has come to save us.